to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and the Lord will strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Good Wednesday morning to you, my brothers and sisters. I greet you this Wednesday morning in the strong and sovereign name of the one who died for our sins and rose again on the third day and declared all power is in my hands. Beloved, I want to welcome you this morning to our national prayer conference call. And for those brothers and sisters who may possibly be joining us for the very first time, I extend to you a good God bless you and thank you so much for calling in. On your mark, get set, go. We usually hear those words at a race and or at a marathon type of event. Those words can also relate to this Christian race we are in. The more we are prepared for what we have to face in life, the better we will be able to run the race that God wants us to run. On your mark means that we should be mindful of our God-given gifts, which assist us to reach our goals. Get set means that we should be prepared, and then we can go on to the destiny that God has placed in each of us. My brothers and sisters, you will never move forward from where you are to the place God wants you if you keep your mind, body, and soul in the past. Woe unto you for tripping over the things that are behind you. When you become a follower of Jesus Christ, one thing you will need to have is readiness. Readiness, because the work in you that has been performed means a complete change in setting, location, and season for your life. You are not the same in any way, shape, or form. Your plans that you may have laid out for what you are going to be or who you become will change. Why? Because as a child of God, you are moving through one of these two stages. You are moving from a place of slavery and bondage to a place of freedom and destiny. Oh, this Wednesday morning, beloved, God wanted me just to tell you that you are a person of destiny. I truly believe that God wants you and I to become ready to fulfill the great destiny that is within us. Just as the people of Israel had to eat the Passover lamb with a certain physical posture about them, so we must also take the blood and body of Jesus with a certain spiritual posture about us. Let's reflect real quickly on the story of the children of Israel being delivered out of Egypt. In Exodus, the 12th chapter, verse 11, we find these words, and I do quote, "This is how you are to eat, with your cloak tucked in your belt, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand. Eat in haste. It is the Lord's Passover," end quote. The Israelites first had to have their cloaks tucked into their belts. You must have your cloak tucked into your belt. Well, you may ask, okay, I hear that, Reverend, but what is that saying to me right now? Beloved, you must focus. This means that you must be ready to move without getting caught and held up by a little tree or thorn or something in the pathway that may grab to your cloak. Don't let anything take you off your course. As people of destiny, we must we must be focused on our focus, and our focus can't be random thoughts about God or random philosophies toward God. But we must be focused on the things of God found in His Word. As a Christian, the focus needs to be the Word of God. There should never be a day we fall asleep. After our day filled with thoughts, dreams, and ideas, that we have not taken time to focus on what the Bible says. Secondly and lastly, the people were to eat the Passover with sandals on their feet. There's something very significant here, because when someone living in this time period wanted to take a long journey through the desert place of those areas, shoes would be carried to prevent them from wearing out. But they were determined to finish. One thing can come and rob us of our joy, and then we fall into the trap of letting it rob us of our course and we get off track. We see something we don't like in someone else. Someone talks behind our back, or we're tired of where we are and wish God would change His plans so we can become appeased like a child needing a bottle. Too many believers are all too ready to give up. Too many are too willing to throw in the towel. But today, this morning, I declare and decree over your life that you shall live and not die. Don't you dare give up, child of God. Don't you dare relent. God has brought you too far for you to give up now. But you know what? God really wanted me to whisper this in your ear. Sometimes you felt like giving up. Even some did give up, but God never gave up on you. Isn't that good news? I believe I can shout right there that those times when I felt like throwing in the towel, God kept on fighting on my behalf. We can slip and fall in this race, but God keeps picking us up. We can allow the crowds to influence us, but God keeps calling our names to the finish line, calling you and I to fulfill our destiny. Let us pray. Our wise and eternal God, we thank you. We thank you, dear God, for calling our name. We thank you, O God, for how you constantly, each and every day, pick us up even sometimes when we fall. Oh, Jeremiah said every morning he wakes up, he experiences new mercies. And on this morning, God, we thank you because, God, you are faithful. God, you've never given up on us. And on today, on this Wednesday morning, God, we experience new mercy. We know we've experienced new mercy because you woke us this morning and the blood was running warm in our veins and we were able to put one foot in front of the next. And God, we want to tell you thank you. If we had 10,000 tongues, we wouldn't be able to thank you enough. Because God, you've been so good, you've been so kind, you've been so powerful, you've been so loving in our life. And God, we want to praise you and magnify you. On this day, God, we pray that you will help your people to remain focused. Focus, oh God, on the things that you have called our hands to do. Focus on the race that you have set before us to run. Because God, we realize that in this world, there are so many distractions. So many things will try to get us off track. So many things will try to discourage us. But oh God, we thank you right now that you have not given unto us a spirit of fear. But God, you've given to us a spirit of power, a spirit of sound mind,
And God, we thank you because every day and every night we have angels surrounding us. We have people that you send our way to encourage us to keep on keeping on. Oh God, we thank you because we've seen the lightning flash. We've heard the thunder roll. We felt sin breakers dashing, trying to conquer our soul. But God, we thank you for the voice of Jesus that we heard, still roll on, still fight on, because God, you promised never to leave us alone. And God, we thank you right now. We give you glory and praise. Go with us on this day. Stand by us. We need you to guide us. We need you to direct us. And we thank you for your word that's a lamp unto our feet. And God, as we go throughout this day, we pray, God, that something will be said, that we will say something that will help impact somebody's life. God, we thank you for this day, and we give you all of the glory. We give you all of the praise. Now touch, heal, and deliver like only you can, because God, you are Jehovah Rapha. You are Jehovah Nisi. God, you are El Shaddai. You are more than enough. And God, we give you all of the praise. We give you all of the honor, for it's in the strong and powerful name of your Son who came and gave his life that we might have life in that more abundantly. It's in his name that we do pray. All of God's people and those who believe said amen and amen and amen.